Yes, you have been born of a Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet all of your brethren and wish them a good morning and a good day, filled of the light of the Word of God, the light of life. Tell them it's the most which dwells to the eternal life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, tell them they have seen you come early. And you speak to other five people, those who will be coming late. You looked at the back, you see. You look again at the back around midday. You see them filled to the back.
Even
from those who have not seated close to you,
those
other five people, they meaning in getting coming early. Also tell them what they miss. Yet they are prepared to answer the entire world with the light of knowledge of God, which is filled together with His glory. Now they miss many glorious things. Those come from light of knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We thank the Lord
for
still giving us strength
and
not get tired, give us Eve.
We
stand in
our
positions, each one of us, to await for Him every day. And we stand in the light of knowledge, and the much power coming from Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We still move on with our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. It's my journey and your journey, the journey of those who lived before us. It's the journey of us living now. It's the journey of those who are coming to reaching the coming back of Jesus Christ, the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Philippians 3:20 never gets tired to tell us that because our home is in the heavens,
we
await our Savior to come from there. 1 Timothy 6:7 tells us
that
as came, we brought nothing on this world,
and
we shall go back with nothing where we came from. But we came from heaven. And we hear the praying saying, Matthew 6:9 downwards, that our Father in heaven, and we two children, we are on the world to reconcile with Him. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, from verses 10 to 17, that we beseech you to reconcile with God.
So now
we even that mean expression to reconcile with God. Because you reconcile, you get back home in heaven. And as we are told, is where they tell us, don't cry for the one dying and with the one dying, but weep for the one who is gone,
but
not gone back to their home country. Many have not gone back home in heaven. But this time we try on ourselves, and we pass through this, our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation.
Should
show you all as they are of our journey.
So tulina part 1 and part 2 y'olugendo lw'eggulu.
Now we have part 1 and part 2 of the journey of heaven.
Part 2
will reach us above the heavens.
Part 2
of journey of heavens. It will take us above the heavens. The beginning and the end. There the Father, His Word, and the Holy Spirit begin from. Them at the beginning and the end. And there are new heavens and the new earth. according to Revelation 21,
the heavens
and the earth which are today when they will pass away, then we see the new heavens and the new earth. But in part one of Journey of Heavens, in there we have two rims.
Part one
of Journey of Heavens, we move it within two rims. In the rim above, that
will
come promise you, we shall see that the first created heavens, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, a great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God, and still the rim above, we shall see that the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, store of all spirits, those which were given bodies, and those which are given, and those which shall be given, reaching the coming back of Jesus. Then still in the room above, in part one of the Journey of Heavens, shall see the third created heavens, where there is the paradise of God, the throne of God, surrounded by 24 elders. But before we reach in that room above, in the part one of our Journey of Heavens, we are seeing the rim below, which is made of the fourth created heaven that you see in this image here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, which maketh the rim below, the fourth created heaven,
and
seven major things we are seeing, those found in the fourth created heaven, in the rim below.
It's
the blue heaven you see up there in the sky. And in the first point, we saw that this heaven is circular in appearance, and it's very hard, like an iron you've never seen of.
But
finish, we saw that in the firmament of that heaven,
we saw
the kingdom of the sun, the moon and the stars. And when we finish the third, we move to sea of hell, known as the prison of God, and the bottomless pit, and it's found in the kingdom of the stars. When we finish, we move to see principalities. That was our fourth point. When we saw principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, who appear as demons of the
clans,
we saw there are three headquarters. We saw the first found in the kingdom of the stars, where fallen angels who remain with wings reside there, those called the evil birds. Praise Jesus much. Then we move to the fifth point, pushed us see two bases of devils on this world,
and
second base called the underwater, under the ocean. There we find a group of the fallen angels, the demons, and the aliens. Praise Jesus much.
So
we move to the third base,
underground bankers,
called the underground bankers, where they officiated the new world order, which
changed
order of God by which he created all things in heaven and earth. All those saw and winded them up. And we move to the seventh point of the things we see in the rim below, in the fourth created heaven, the one you see up there in the sky.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So a point you,
and that sixth point
planet
is where we began to see of the planets, the nine planets, including the planet Earth, to make a total of 10 planets. found in the center of the airspace of the fourth created heavens.
Now,
come study of these planets.
Right?
The planet Earth. And above it we have planet Mercury. And the planet Venus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then, wasiwayo,
then under it,
wasiwa planet Earth.
Under planet Earth. We have planet Mars, we have planet Jupiter,
planet Saturn, planet Uranus, planet Neptune,
planet
Pluto,
planet
Mars,
and planet Eris.
So,
now all those who've come see them in the scriptures of truth.
But what did you say, Mungero Esura?
When we read in the Proverbs chapter
8
in the verse 31, the planet Earth is called the habitable
Earth.
Proof that in other planets you cannot go live there.
And
we read much about them. But when we finished, and we moved to see the three reasons these planets have in common. These 10 planets have in common. Including the planet Earth. The first we saw it, that all these planets are circular in appearance. That we got explained of it well. Then we move to the second. Those these 10 planets have in common, including this planet Earth. And this planet, they are in the center of the airspace of the fourth created heavens. And they are rotating there. All those we read of reach to see lines helping them to rotate. And they are balanced in the line called equator. Read most of it in the Job 38. Start from verse 3 unto 7.
And
we also read of this in the Psalms.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
all because we winded them up. But this day, we want to see the third thing these planets have in common. That these planets, they were given names. They had to be named. And they were given names. According to the treasures which are found in them. The treasures found in them. Why that word has been added on? That these planets were given names. And they were meant to be named. Their name. Based on the riches which are found in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why have we used two words? That they were named. And they were meant to be given names. According to the treasures found in them. Some were given name as the treasures found in them. And others were not named like that. Have to go back, be named as the treasures in them.
But
some were named according to the treasures in them. If you look to their name. Right from planet Mercury,
planet Uranus,
planet
Venus,
planet Earth,
planet Mars, planet Jupiter,
planet Saturn,
planet Uranus, Neptune,
Pluto,
and Eris.
Now some of those planets, like planet Mercury, the truth was given that name according the treasure found in it. Mostly it holds stones of Mercury within it.
Planet Earth.
In planet Earth, it's called habitable Earth because of the three treasures and riches found on it. For example, it has the free oxygen to be breathed. There are rivers and streams. and also have food on it, which favors a human being to live in it. That's why it's called the planet Earth. But when you skip a little and you come to planet Uranus,
skip
and named according to the riches in it, there we find most of the uranium on it.
And
if you go to planet Pluto, there they find platinum mostly there. If you look to other planets, they miss both names. The reason is this, that those we are responsible mostly to give them name, to name both planets, to name both planets. They were favored most by the Roman Empire
or
the Roman Catholic Church.
Right,
God of both nations they worshipped. Where they are those of the Greek.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, posing or noting ourselves.
Maybe as you note down.
Tingo jeko.
But besides,
bakatonda ba mawanga,
the gods of the nations,
ba malaika abagwa,
the fallen angels,
okwekwanaganya kumanya aga against zino,
to attach themselves to names of these nations.
Zino zali no kutomebwa amanya ngobugago obuziliko.
These planets were meant to be given name according to treasures found in them.
So note you noting
you note that notes in that your life and your book.
Ntinga ojem ojeko.
That besides
bakatonda ba mawanga,
the God of the nations,
ba malaika abagwa,
the fallen angels,
okusingira ddala,
mostly
aba Roman Empire,
those of Roman Empire,
okwekusa kumanya agatumibwa ensi zino,
attach to names named after these planets.
Ensi zino zalina okutumibwa amannya,
planets were meant to be given name,
ng'obugagga obuziriko,
as the treasures found on them.
Yes,
praise you. Jesus much.
So twagala tutandikira
we want to begin right from there.
Okugeza ekyokulabirako ekisookera ddala,
first example,
ensi yaffe center kwetuli leero,
the planet where we are now,
okugenda discovering ensi ezo endala,
discover other planets,
discovering enjuba, omwezi n'emmunyeenye,
discover the sun, moon and the star,
netugenda tulaba geyena,
and we go see of hell,
abamasaza,
principalities,
netugenda kubwekulungirivu bw'eggulu,
go search the appearance of heaven,
kitundu kino ekyawansi,
in this realm below,
tulyoke tukikomekereza tugende eri mu kitundu ekyawansi,
then we wind it go up in the realm above. This planet is our center, where we are best to see all.
But
why is it called the planet Earth? Because there are three major things
that
cause a human being to be able to live in it.
It's
given that name according to its riches within it. Like the free oxygen,
like
rivers and streams of water flowing, like food.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Like
we
shall get more explained. But in all, we remember according to Proverbs 8, verse 31, we told these words. Let's go there, read and we see. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31.
Nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu, n'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nti nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu,
rejoiced over his habitable planet Earth,
n'essanyu lye lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
His joy will be the children of men.
So bw'otunuulira ensi yaffe,
but if you look to our planet Earth, it's called the planet Earth.
Era nga abagibeeramu be bayitibwa abaana b'abantu,
reside on it are called children of men.
So ensi inga planet Earth.
Now planets like planet Earth
yatumibwa erinnya lyayo,
was given its name
okusinzira kwa abagirimu,
according to those within it, and the things to favor those within it. Those are its greatest riches in it. Praise Jesus much. On it you find on three oxygen to breathe. And it is free oxygen. One of what makes it to be habited. The second,
you find
in streams flowing by themselves. As God commanded them. Streams to favor the people on it. It moves on to be the planet Earth. Praise Jesus much. In this same planet,
and
you find that on it grows food, different fruits,
things
profiting the human body, or children of men on it.
So
now its name, when it was being named,
it
was named basically the ways of Roman Empire or the Greek. There's no attachment on them. Its real name in the scriptures of truth.
So
now it's where we get to tell you that these planets, the ten, they were given name and they have named.
Amanya,
given names according to riches found on them.
So, those
scientists try to name these planets
and
they want to give them names according to those who discovered. Now there are those who start to contend against that, who are
supported
by Roman Catholic or Roman Empire, and the god names of their fallen angels
who
appeared gods of those nations,
and they
called themselves names of those planets, started to name them those names.
We
thought that perhaps they are of those gods.
It
seemed to have put them there and they began them.
Taking
them back, beginning on the planet Earth.
According
to what we heard in the Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13:31, that God the Word explained past the mouth of King Solomon. Rejoiced over the planet Earth.
Joy
was the children of men on it.
We
explain that this planet
is
called the planet Earth
because
they are children of men on it.
And
can be indeed because of the three major reasons I've spoken over above. Those we are about to get explained. Like the free oxygen,
and
the streams and the seas which move all over, and the other, that out of it comes food, fruits, and the many other good things. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Given the name the planet Earth, this planet
is
not per se which has many precious stones on it, even though it has within it, on those stones.
But
because they are not so major to us, God put a few in them. But find like two planets above it. For example, planet Mercury. If there is that stone of mature of high value, it's a stone of technology,
it's
mostly responsible for the communications. Can make high level of communications. If you look to planet like Uranus, in it is filled with the stones of uranium.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now like Pluto, in it are stones of platinum.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you look to names given them, they are attached to the fallen angels, the gods of the nations, those who were worshipped,
most
by the Greek and the Roman Empire, even Babylon.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But What I want you to gain more as a researcher, you who research about God, and Bible speaks of you, according to Proverbs 8:17, and God says, I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me, they will see me. Back to us in Jeremiah 29, verse 10 and 12,
it
says, if you seek me, you will see me. If you search me with all your hearts, But the one speaking like that, spoken of him things in heaven and the earth, they are in him. It means all things you see us research of, they will research of God. Because in him are things in heavens and earth. It's spoken of him. In the Acts 17, the verse 23 to 25,
the way
we put an altar,
it
inscribed upon for an unknown God.
The
Holy Spirit and the Apostle Paul says, what you worship and you don't understand it,
it's
what I've come to proclaim to you. God who made heavens and earth doesn't live in temples built with human hands.
It's
not served with hands as if he's in need. For he's the one who giveth life to all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For in him we live, we move.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we know you have to summa.
All this you see on God himself searching about him through this journey of heaven.
So
the reason we wanted to move and understand what is meant to be the rightful name of this planet. But we've spoken that one of the three things is 10 planets have in common. These third says they were named
and
have be given names according to the treasures found on them. But some were named and others were not named.
There
has come a word that have to be named.
It means
you can change name of those planets.
They
moved on, be given names which don't explain the rightful of what they are. But the name explaining the rightful of what these planets are,
they
explain preparations of God on those planets. As you see, the planets are. That name explains its meaning by which God created it to be there. That's the planet Earth, and in it reside children of men. Praise Jesus. But as I've told you all, that those who discovered these planets, they wanted to name them after their name.
But
there came opposition of those who injected money in them.
Roman Empire.
Like the Roman Empire.
Roman Catholic.
That's called Roman Catholic.
Roman Catholic Church.
Roman Catholic Church. What sponsored money in that? You see the organization of NASA. See all other organizations. But those who sponsor them with money.
It's Roman Catholic Church.
Roman Catholic Church.
It's
what most built the biggest telescopes.
You will
discover it, for I've told it to you also. Don't
want
why scientists are preeminent. For treasures on them, they know them.
But
those who are maturate, even though
we're
called planet maturate, as they say, one of gods of the Romans.
Of information.
They say on this planet they find mature there.
Very fast
technology and information.
Don't
want to bring it out because
Roman Empire.
Passing the Roman Catholic.
Dominating
that they are gods from all they have been created with things.
So
involved to attach themselves. And those which you have told us.
Mo 2 Chronicles 23:5.
Truthful and its truth, it's been there for long. People worship these planets. But not to say they worship them directly. There are fallen angels.
Jupiter.
Like Jupiter, mostly appeared with wings. In the times it would shine.
Jupiter,
Jupiter as the name of that planet. Appeared as the worship in Babylon,
Greek,
and the Roman Empire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they attached themselves on both names.
But it
was said they worshipped planets.
Planet,
they were those hidden there, the fallen angels. 2 Chronicles 23:5. Let's read that verse we hear.
Bakabaka ba Yuda bebayawula okwotereza obubaane mu bifo ebigulumivu mu bibuga bya Yuda ne mu bifo ebyetoolodde Yerusaalemi. Nabo abayoterezanga obubaane baali enjuba n'omwezi, planets n'eggye lyonna ery'omuggulu.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti yajjawo bakabona
that he took over the priests
abaali baliwo nga basinza,
who were there worshipping the planets.
Kwegamba okuva edda,
now from old,
waliwo ekigambo ekyo ekigambibwa nti abantu baasinzanga zi planets.
There is the word said that people worshipped planets.
Naye sigamba nti baazisinzanga nga zo bwe
ziri. Not that they worship them as they are.
Wabula waliwo bano bamalayika abaagwa.
But there are these fallen angels.
Abaayitibwanga bakatonda b'amawanga.
They are called gods of the nations.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much.
Naddala nga aba Roman Empire.
Mostly like those of Roman Empire.
Abeekuusanga kumanya ga planets zino.
Attach themselves on the name of these planets.
Era n'ezimu kye ziva zaatumibwa amannya gaazo.
Why some were given
names? Amannya gaazi planets ezo.
Some were given name to those planets.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati.
Now.
Ekyo kyabangawo okuva edda n'edda.
That happened from old.
Emyaka mingi.
Many years back.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Era kyovula ng'ojasiŋŋanamu obuzibu kumanya gaazi planets ezo.
Find a problem on name of those planets.
Naye nga omutwe gubadde mulungi nnyo nga gutugamba.
Eden has been good selling us.
Nti ensi zino ekkumi.
That these 10 planets.
Zaatumibwa amannya.
They were given names.
Era zirina okutumibwa.
And they have to be named.
Okusinziira ku bugagga obuziriko.
According to the treasures found on them.
Nga kye tugezaako okuleetera otegeere.
Try to bring you to understand.
Nti ezimu ku zo zaatumibwa.
Some were named.
Nga obugagga obuziriko.
As treasures on them. Others were not named like that. And we try to seek and search
and
prove their rightful name.
Or
they keep using the commons known in the world,
because
that's what the world knows.
But
give them another rightful information.
Shift
them from the wrong to take them to the right.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, if you look to
Hebrews
chapter 7 and 8 and verse 7 downwards, it shows
in
the Old Testament there are things we had faulted in.
It
brought in the New Testament
that
corrects the faults made in the Old.
So
to come back in some of the things, those which have been named in names not of God. Get back, let's read Hebrews, you see it. Hebrews chapter 8 from verse 7.
Kuba endagaano eri ey'olubereberye singa teyaliko kya kunenyezebwa, tewandinoonyezebwa bbanga ery'eyokubiri. Olunyolw'omunaana. Kubanga Bwanenya ayogera nti, laba ennaku zijja, bwayogera Mukama, Wendiragane endagaane mpya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri era n'ennyumba ya Yuda.
Praise Jesus much.
Because
the Old Testament
didn't
find faults within it. English things. He found us with faults.
He made
a new covenant with these people. Old Testament, the Bible, it was what made a mistake. We did know it be faulted within it. The New Testament came to correct us.
So,
now the John of heaven, the John of salvation, moved to the Bible, bring the truth of things created in heaven and earth.
Prove
how are the realities and how are they in their truthfulness to take away the mistakes those have been made for the scientists when they were on the list. Planets.
They
found them and they had been created by God. But they named them. And blasphemed God some of the names. Praise Jesus, man.
And
that's a mistake. Discover a planet is not wrong and bad. But the naming of it held a mistake and a fault.
Or
if you look now, planet Jupiter.
Mercury.
Now, planet Mercury, and the name is worthy of it. According to the riches found mostly on it. That's of Mercury.
But
if you look to planet Jupiter, and
it's
a name they brought. From one of the fallen angels. Those who
have
worshipped most in Babylon. Those who worship most in Greek. Those mostly worship in the Roman Empire. Which turned into Roman Catholic. For the Apostle Paul. Together with Apostle Barnabas. As they preached the gospel at Rome.
And
healed one of the blind man. And he got healed. In that time when he got healed, there were priests of Jupiter there.
And
they moved on to worship a fallen angel. He hid behind this planet.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Came
give them offering and sacrifice, say that Jupiter has come down to us. Even Mercury too has come. But imagine, Mercury is a planet. How would he get down as a human being? Jupiter too is a planet.
I've
gotten down to come.
Means
planet has run away from the sky. It's gotten down on planet Earth. It
is
another planet.
Let me
give you an example.
Planet Jupiter.
Planet Jupiter.
Planet Earth.
Bigger than planet Earth. Jupiter indeed is God.
It
reduces himself to enter planet Earth. Perhaps it's possible.
When
gets away now, what is remaining there? It's even Mercury. He too had gotten down. He took planet Earth. Spoken is not clear well.
Now
let's take this planet.
We
take them by those gods. Them two were created. It means there is one who created them. But the truth is, other are fallen angels whom are principalities. Those kingdom of the stars are their base.
They
come out light to see these people from many generations back. They are those planets. Let's look to the Acts chapter 14, the verse 8 to 20. Acts chapter 14 from verse 8.
Mulusitula waliyo omuntu nga talina maanyi mu bigere n'abeera ngaawo mulema okuva mu lubuto lwa nnyina nga tatambulangako n'akatono. Olunyolo omwenda oyo nawulira Pawulo ng'ayogera na ye namwe kaliriza amaaso n'alaba ng'alina okukkiriza okulokola okulokoka olunyo lw'ekkumi n'ayogera n'eddoboozi ddene nti yimirira ku bigere ebyo weegolole n'abuuka n'atambula olunyo lw'ekkumi n'olumu ebibiina bwe byalaba Pawulo kyakoze ne bayimusa amaloboozi gaabwe ne boogera mu lulimi olulukayoniya nti bakatonda basse gye tuli nga bafaanana ng'abantu olunyo lw'ekkumi n'ebbiri Barunabba ne bamuyita Jupita ne Pawulo ne bamuyita Macule
obuulidde ekyaliwo omutume Barunabba
the apostle Barnabas
n'omutume Pawulo
and the apostle Paul
bwe bamala okukola ekyamagero e Roma
after they worked a miracle at Rome
omulema atatambula nko okuva mu lutu lwa mama we n'abuuka
n'atambula
abantu ne batandika oleekaana bakatonda basse nga bambadde omubiri gw'abantu Barunabba ne bamutuuma erinnya ne bagamba oyo katonda waffe
Macule
ne bagamba mutume
Paul
Barunabba
Barnabas.
Ne bagamba nti oyo ye katonda waffe
Jupita
kakati omutume Paulo ne bagamba katonda Macule bawe ensonga lwaki babatuuma
ebyokubanga
baali bakoze
ekyamagero
ate omu yali ayogera nnyo nga omusonga yefaananyiza mu kuba
katonda baabwe
so abantu baava dda nga bwe tukugambye eri mabegako mu Babylon
Empire
eya kabaka
Nabukadnezar
waliyo era abagezigezi abeetegereze mu
nnyini
abakebera mu
bwengula
Yesu
yebazibu
ne bajja mu Greek Empire
they came in the Greek Empire
abakyetegereza zi planet sezo baziraba
planets they see them
nga zitamagana nnyo
and they shine much
kakati Roman Empire nayo nejjawo nekwatamu ensonga
zino
era ne bagaki bakatonda waffe beba ababeireyo mu
bwengula
kati bwe baazuula nga ziprinti nga bazituuma amannyo okusinira kwabo kwejo emyoyo
emibibamalayika
abo
abaagwaabeefuula
nga bakatonda baabwe kakati bano bannasayansi nabo bwe bazuulira ddala ebintu
bikubanga
ensi zaatandika okuzuulibwa
ddaobwakabaka
owa babiloniya dde
mabega
Yesu
yebazibu
batandika ozuula ensi ne basooka bazuula
bbiri ne
bazuula kati ziri satu kati nnya kati ttaano
naye
nga bagenda bazituuma amanya okusinziira ku bugagga obuziriko
olumu
ate ezimu nga bazituuma basinziira ku mannya g'abakatonda
baabwe
bamalayika abaagwe bye basinza era ne kati kikyalemeddewo nga balina ekibalo kyabwe kye baagala
okukola
nga kiri wansi wa new
world order
bwe baagala okuggirawo katonda omulamu
w'amazimabaleete
bakatonda nga
bebaziplantiezaera
nga bagamba nti n'eggulu mu bayibuli ezimu bagenze
balijjamu
nga batekayo ekigambo
universe
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
So ekigambo ekyo kye nyagadde otegeere
that word is what I wanted you to understand
nti planet zino zonna ekkumi
all these 10 planets
nga kwe kulina ffe ensi
the planet earth
zaatumibwa amannya era zirina okutumibwa amannya okusinda ku bugagga
obuziriko
wabula ne gamba nti ezimu kituufu zaatumibwa amannya
bwezitynaye
ate endala nezitatumibwa
bwezitnakitegeeza ki
nga adamu ku mulundi guli we yaweebwa
obuyinza
okutuuma ebintu nga katonda
bw'ayagala
kigenda tuyamba
tuddemu
tunoonyereze ensi ezo ziriko obugagga ki tuzituume ng'obugagga
bwazo bwebuli
okusinzira mu focus of
God
knowledge of God
the full knowledge of God
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekyo kyaffe kati
that's for hours now
kuddayo kubyekebejja
go back to search them out
oliyagamba naye bannaabe
someone say now
omanyi bwe tunaabanga kwegamba Adamu
you know Adam
yaweebwa obuyinza okutuuma
ebintu era
yabituumanga katonda bw'ayagala
them as God wanted
nga bwe biri
as they are Briefly get back book of Genesis. Name meant to be named things according to how God wants. Times God leads them to us is not named them.
It
brings them to us see how we shall name them.
Or
leaves they get a vision to us. See how we shall name, whether we shall first inquire from him. Name them as he wants.
You
have begun to understand that. According to Genesis chapter 2, if you look to the verse 18, Genesis chapter 2 from verse 18.
Mukama Katonda nayogera nti si kirungi omuntu okubeera nga yekka. Namukolera omubeezi amusaanira. Namukolera omubeezi amusaanira.
Namukolera omubeezi amusaanira.
Lubereberye sura ya 2 18.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
Mukama Katonda nayogera nti si kirungi omuntu okubeera nga yekka. Namukolera omubeezi amusaanira. Olinyole 19. Mukama Katonda nakola n'ettaka buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko na buli ebibuuka waggulu n'abiretera omuntu okulaba bw'anaabiyita n'omuntu buli lyayita ekitonde kyonna ekiramu eryo lye linnya lyakyo.
Owulidde ekyabeerawo.
You've heard what happened.
Mukama Katonda,
the Lord God,
okusinira mu lubereberye,
according to Genesis chapter 2 verse 18 and 19,
yagamba nti si kirungi omuntu okubeera nga
yekka,
n'amukolera omubeezi
amusaanira.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Naye agamba nti Mukama Katonda,
but he said the Lord God,
n'abumba mu ttaka ensolo,
formed from the dust,
ebibuuka,
animal insects, and things like those. He brought them to Adam to see how he will call them.
Adam,
every name he called them,
that
exact name which God wants. When the name trees, they came to be trees.
Animals
depreciated their name. Even God was pleased, that's a goat.
That cow, goats,
and it's a what exactly God wanted.
God did
their conduct and everything.
Adam looked
God.
Adam named
as God wanted.
If someone tells you,
everything Adam called
it,
that name, it held it within itself.
But
this one revealed it, it's that exactly.
Something's
God leave us. Say you will give them name. Even the entire Bible,
God's
name of planet Earth indicated it there. As read Proverbs 8:30 and 31,
he
called it the planet Earth.
Others, you refuse to
tell us their name, yet he has them.
Wants
to see we too how we shall name them.
Look,
those who first researched of them, right from Babylon Empire,
Greek Empire,
the Greek Empire,
ne Roman Empire,
and the Roman Empire,
they after
they had been captured by Satan and the fallen angels,
and
they worshipped their nations. God planets gave them name which God doesn't want.
And
when we are in the John of Heaven, and God revealed this saying, that let me tell you,
I'll
give them those planets name according to an example of the Earth and the planet I name, the planet Earth. If you search most why it's a habitable
earth,
and the riches on it, favor a human being to be on it. As you see, free oxygen to breathe,
favor
to live on this planet. The streams flowing, and the food growing to eat and
we eat.
That's why it's called the planet Earth. Praise Jesus. Also, other planets have their treasures on them. Those who are not made to leave humans there.
The names,
some those who discovered them, by those who sponsor them financially, mostly the sanctuary.
Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire.
Roman
Catholic
Church.
Roman Catholic Church.
It's
what most sponsored those.
They started
to name them name of fallen angels. Some of those called their gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It
be a great responsibility. We to go back research afresh. These planets, what treasures are found on them?
And
we give them their real name. Planet Mercury, that's rightful name is that.
Planet Uranus.
And the planet Uranus.
Pluto.
And Pluto.
Those
have those riches, platinum. We have fallen angels behind who attach themselves on those names. Truthful that those are the riches on them.
So
it's a great work
to appear
that we name the things given us. Most people say even the sun and the moon we are given us, even this planet, according to the book of Deuteronomy in the chapter 4, God chose to give this to us. He too left them to us that we name them, but he refused us to worship them.
Let's
go back, read it with he.
Ekyamateeka essuula eyokuna olunya olw'ekumi n'omukaaga.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 and the verse 16.
Mulemengo okweyonoona ne mwekolera ebifaananyi ekifaananyi ekyole nga kifaanana ekintu kyonna, ekifaananyi ky'ekisajja oba eky'ekikazi. Olunya olw'ekumi n'omusanvu. Ekifaananyi ky'ensolo yonna eri ku nsi, ekifaananyi ky'ennyonyi yonna erina ebiwawaatiro ebuuka mu bbanga. Olunya olw'ekumi n'omunaana. Ekifaananyi ky'ekintu kyonna ekyewalula ku ttaka, ekifaananyi ky'ekyennyanja kyonna ekiri mu mazzi wansi w'ettaka. Olunya olw'ekumi n'omwenda. Era olemenga okuyimusa amaaso go mu ggulu n'olaba enjuba n'omwezi n'emmunyeenye lyeggye lyonna ery'omu ggulu, n'osendebwasendebwa n'obisinza n'obiweereza Mukama Katonda wa biyagabira abamawanga gonna agali wansi w'eggulu lyonna.
Nti yabitugabira.
He gave them to us.
Aso Satan se bubotu nde chama teke sule yoko na.
If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, start from verse 16.
Ntite mwoye no nisanga.
That do not corrupt yourselves.
Ukukole chifana incho na.
To make any image.
Mungeri yon na.
In any form.
Eche chikazo beche chisa.
Male or female.
Eche nsoro.
That of an animal.
Yes.
Of the earth.
Neche chine biwa watu.
And that with wings.
Echibuka mubanga.
That which fly in the air.
Neche chekura kutaka.
And that which creeps on the ground.
Omechiri munyanja wansi.
In the ocean under the waters.
Natuka kunyole kumi na umeda na agamba.
Which verse 19 is said.
Era kuyimusanga amasoga mumuguru.
And you do not lift your hair. Eyes in heaven.
Ngabo tuyimusiza amaso nebinoko
nasi. As you lift your eyes with binoculars.
Omanyi wano boyimusa amaso lero.
You lift your eyes today.
Munyenyo zirengera kono enjuba nojirengera no mwezi.
And you see the sun and the moon.
Ne plant zali nzibu.
Plants were very hard.
Okulaba namaso agomu.
See with the physical eyes.
Nene tuyimusa amaso nebinoko
nasi. Lift your eyes with binoculars.
Ne tulengera.
And we looked.
Kakati abamuwe balengera ate batandika kusinza.
When they saw they began to worship them.
Era ne bamalayika bagwa mwe bajire mabega wabyo.
For nations came behind that.
Be full emizimu gya mawanga okusinzibwa.
Demons of nations to be worshipped.
Enga agambi okusina mu kyama teke sule yokona.
According to Deuteronomy chapter 4. 19. The verse 19.
Kitemu nyi musanga masoga mwe mugulu.
Don't lift your eyes in heaven.
Nemurabe njuba.
You see the sun.
Nemurabe omwezi.
You see the moon.
Nemurabe munye.
You see the stars.
That
is the entire host of heaven.
And
you get people persuaded to worship them and to serving them. All those gods are portion of all nations which are under the heaven. Now to say, they were given us as brought to Adam all animals and the birds and he names them. Now the psalm, if you look at Genesis 1, that he called the big light of the sun, the the small light, he is called the moon. Even the stars in the sky named them.
Byakenga ku nsi bwe kityo bwe kyali olunyolo ekkumi n'omukaaga Katonda n'akola ebyaka bibiri ebinene ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuganga emisana n'ekyaka ekitono okufuganga ekiro era n'emmunyeenye olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu Katonda n'abiteeka mu bbanga ly'eggulu byakenga ku nsi olunyolo ekkumi n'omunaana bifugenga emisana n'ekiro era byawulenga obutangaavu n'ekizikiza Katonda nalabanga birungi.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Watu byabiteekayo.
Verse put them there.
Omanyi bakugamba ne munyenye. Oyo singa ne munyenye buli munyenye erina erinya
lyayo. The stars each with its name.
Nenga tuti yagatugamba.
Yet it did not tell us the name.
Ne Bible yegamba nti gonna yagane emi.
Bible says that it named all.
Ya buli kintu akimanyi erinya lyacho.
Everything knows it by its name.
Ani ajukira Zaburi mekeyo.
Remembers that. Sounds what?
Ni Zaburi yobu. Ebintu byonna yabituuma eje lyonna ery'omugomba
the entire host of heaven
emunyenye azibala n'azituuma n'amannya buli emu
and give each one a name
Zaburi 147 okuva ku lunyolo okuna
Psalms 147 from verse 4
Abale munyenye omuwendo gwazo azituma zonna amannya gaazo
azibala omuwendo
we count the number
zonna baziyita munyenye
the occult stars
naye azibala nti ziri bweziti
count them that are like this
ate buli emu n'agituma
erinya each he give it a name
so kyantiisa gw'ogizuula enkeera
you to discover it
n'ogituma by'oyagala ng'atolode yali n'erinnya lyayo
what you want you to know it has its name
kati kyekyabaawo ne ku nsi
zaffe what happened also on the planets that the planets God created them
and
named on our planet Earth where we are. Look to Genesis chapter 1 verse 9 to 12. Say called the right land the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Understood
it
named this one. What about the others? He left, see what we shall name them. Brought things to Adam.
Told,
let me see how you shall name them. Name them the exact name. Praise Jesus. Now my brethren. Whether you have been given a work. Of researching. And to discover. And to name. Planets named as their riches found on them. Those named as riches are, we have
planet Mercury,
planet, Mature,
planet Earth,
planet Earth,
planet Uranus,
have planet Uranus
planet
and planet Pluto. How many of those? Four planets.
Now,
other six planets.
Venus.
Where is Venus?
Planet Mars.
Planet Mars.
Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Saturn.
Saturn.
Neptune.
Neptune.
Ne Eris.
And Elis.
Zeta gukuno nyirizako.
They need to be researched about.
Uzitu mama nyagaza matufu.
Give them the rightful name.
Uliaga matume.
Someone say, Apostle. When the Jonathan told you the things, those did he tell them to you? You don't want to research. You don't want to tell you all. It's not something that is simple.
You go discover, connect
with scriptures. Come back here one day, we are in service. You
first
Corinthians chapter 40, 24 downwards. The one with the revelation.
It
told us how. Read us, we see what it tells us. You have to invent knowledge.
Let us
in the Corinthians. When we gather those with what?
Corinthians 14:26.
We are going to wait for you. If you have anything revealed you, if you have anything to explain,
yes.
God build you to another level.
Don't
keep waiting until he reveal you and you have not researched anything. One scripture says is when you will invent knowledge. It's in Proverbs what?
Satu. Okay, but somebody.
Let's read it there.
Some
God has left them to you. Also, try to research.
See,
I give you a new formula.
Their names
have to be based on the treasures found on them. Is that also hard? Proverbs chapter 2, verse 5.
Kale lolitegera okutya Mukama n'ovumbula okumanya Katonda. Olunyolo omukaaga. Kubanga Mukama wa magezi mukamwa ke mwe mufuluma okumanya n'okutegeera.
Unabuli awo.
As you'll be there,
ovumbudde okumanya.
You discovered knowledge.
Kubanga Katonda mwetegefu kuwa amagezi n'okumanya.
Give you wisdom and knowledge.
Okuva mukamwa ke.
From his mouth.
So
don't ask me name of those planets till you brought and discovered them. The one with anything revealed to them and when discovered, let them come tell us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You think these planets like Venus,
their
riches there like what?
Uh-huh.
If you come to planet Mars, you research riches like what? You go to planet Jupiter. See what riches are found on it.
Go to the planet Saturn.
You discover
what
name riches are needs.
Uranus,
we understood it. There is uranium.
Planet Neptune.
You need to research of it. What treasures are found on it? We get its name.
Planet Eris. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Let
me hope you've gotten work here. How many are going to embark on that? To do that research. Others what?
Oh,
God's given us the work, we are workers with him. Those who named, they had many names if you check.
And reached
one dominated and one had been successful. But they brought out many names. They tried to, but what pressed them most?
Those who
closer to them.
And
they gave them name to dominate. Why do you think that we call
it?
It's covered and explained in the scriptures indeed. I discovered, according to this
center,
that planet, there is this stone, most of it is
different.
We shall name it after that. As planet Earth, we began to tell you in the Proverbs chapter 8,
Fati
was named according to the riches in it. There are three types of riches. We are to see of him.
Let's
first read this proverb. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. Proverbs 8 verse 30.
Kale nze nga ndi awo gyali ng'omukoza era bulijjo yansanyukiranga nga njaguliza bulijjo mu maaso ge. Olwasatu mu olumu ng'asanyukira ensi yeebeerekamu n'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
Yasanyukiranga ensi yeebeerekamu n'abaana
b'abantu
kati ensi eno gye tuliko.
Now, planet where we are.
See, planet Earth.
The planet Earth.
Bagite ensi yeebeerekamu.
It's called the habitable planet Earth.
Kubanga erimu abaana b'abantu abagibeerako.
A children of God who live it.
Naye waliwo ensonga satu enkulu.
There are three major reasons. Help it that people can live in it. That's the greatest treasure. Three greatest treasures and riches on it. The first of all, the oxygen you breathe.
If
taken away from this planet, being in it, it gets to be impossible. You first block your nose for 3 minutes and you, even your mouth is shut it. See whether you can stand 3 minutes. Touch your nose. Try a little.
It will
tell us how long you can survive. With your mouth. How many seconds? Even those seconds, because the holes of the skin are still breathing. Even holes within the eyes. If you block most the eye and the nose and the mouth, a little oxygen can pass via the eyes. Someone say I'm lying. I try for you. How many of you say I tried? You are very few. I'm going to try that. As I've already seen, it's impossible. Apostle is going to be shamed. Teacher Isaac, have you seen it before? Who have I ever shown it? They are there. It is possible. And I breathe through the eyes. But it doesn't take a long time. And in the breath you see the breath past the eyes. Prophet Deborah, have you seen that before? She too has seen it.
But
I'm not going to breathe via it now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What is this, brethren? That this planet Earth was given that name according, because you can live in it. They are children of men in it.
In
three reasons why they called the planet Earth.
kubanga eriko oxygen
obwerere. On it there is free oxygen.
Singo geza no mujjawo
munsi. To take it from this world.
Omanyi ziri ensi na atali iyo lino gera ngo mpake.
It's not there, you have to go pack it.
That's why you
cannot live in those other planets by children of men. If you take away oxygen here,
it will
take time off, no, neither animal nor insect, not even humans. The other,
though
you leave human beings with oxygen,
and
you take away streams,
oxygen,
oxygen ceases to be there.
For
most of it comes from the streams.
Still
though we breathe, we
find
we need to drink.
And
our bodies run by oxygen water. The third, we need the blood and the food. They all come from food.
So
now the third thing, food has to be on this world. When the three are on the world, we are finished.
For
in the food we find medicine.
There are
many things. Almost food we eat medicine.
The
three things are the riches on this world. Even most of you though say that gold, other stones of small mature, the others, maybe they are the riches on this world. Money,
oh,
of course you're joking.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. All those cannot make meaning to you.
If
you have no oxygen to breathe,
have
no streams flowing,
those
commanded to flow in every place, that we get food. Don't flow food in the bubbles. You have nothing to drink.
Oxygen.
No oxygen. That's why it's called the planet Earth. Half the world things you considered.
And
you say those are riches.
Men
have built roads.
They
have built buildings. That nation is rich. Who lies to you? All those
you speak,
don't understand the meaning of God. What caused people not to worship God well? Someone says they have no gold, they have not built houses, they don't drive cars. They are
good
in their nations, they are not good. They say our nation is poor. And they still oxygen they breathe. The streams are moving. The food grows. And they speak how they are poor.
Me,
I think ignorance troubles us sometimes.
Yes, you
have praise Jesus.
I have
not abused you. But ignorance is very troublesome.
You
even speak things not worthy. You know a young child. If you tell them to pay tuition for them and also another offer buy sweets in that money, they can ask what?
Please
shop for me sweets and build this house and I eat. Because foolishness troubles them. And there are even those young in knowledge. Those who have knowledge in house, they can speak things not right. Praise the Lord.
Our
name Evangelist Topaz. We thank God much for this topic.
But
I'm thinking of the third last point. What makes planet Earth to be habitable? The Holy Spirit has given us food. But me, to me, I am not against it, but I thought perhaps the ground which can grow food. It would have been the third reason. That's my mind, my thoughts. But what makes the earth its ground? According to Genesis 1 and the verse 9. Let's read it here. The word earth can never be there unless there is the ground making it. Automatically it has to be there. Even other planets, they have a ground in there. But there is no food which grows on them. Let them read us, we see. Genesis chapter 1 verse 9.
And the earth was formless and void.
The dry land, he called it the earth. The collection of water, he called it the sea. You see this planet earth, it has its dry land and the seas. Surprisingly, on other planets, what would have been like seas? They caught ice. They are rocks. Dry land, you can go there and find them with land. But nothing which can grow on them. Just commanded them to grow.
So, itakali automatically.
Now the ground automatically, it has to be on the earth. Even the seas have to be there.
But the
direction of the course of the streams, that's a command. It's a powerful command.
It's
not on other planets. That command is not there.
That's why I've been seized there,
they caught ice. The ground there, no food grows on it. Maybe
to
take and sow them there.
But
every ground you can sow. Others have much power. You can take a bean, plant it there. In one day it's become into a tree. And the beans which grow. Every bean is
like,
it's like a jackfruit. Because of the riches on the ground, it's so powerful.
Eat
things from there. Others have gotten soil from there, brought it here. They plant on it grass of cow.
In
30 minutes you cut for the cows to eat. But as they eat, the cow grows big to even tear itself. It grows fat and the food makes it fat and it grows fat, it gets torn. Not planets just go plant. They are not ordered to live in them. They are not easy to touch them. You can pierce a finger in the ground and you get it and begins to grow big like a tree.
So siwa
kutuka na kuema kuna makula. Not a place to even reach, begin to do things we are not right to do there.
Oyinzo singana ya kagaka tukumange migaji yao jimanyi agayanja agaga kwa taisi.
Those things which caught ice.
Gamanyo rumo kuse.
Sometimes they melt. It melts.
Negakuru kuta.
And they flow.
Ogenonyo jake jama so ya matu.
Your eyes will protrude and your ears, you wonder.
Ogenyo kutuku merenge chikola.
Your ear will protrude like a big leaf like that.
Ha 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 ha. Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So, what have we been to? Now,
there are deep, special things.
May
I wonder God, the love He loved us.
We
know them within church for their hours.
Our
God created them.
They make
all nations disciples.
They know
all the things
out there. Thank
God you are on it, for you can habitate on it.
God,
you made it habitable.
So I can be
in here, align myself,
and
then go back home in heaven.
According to
what we read in the
Job,
Job chapter 28, in the verse 5,
it
moves on to show us
food,
which movement grow on the ground of this
earth.
Yet you see it's in order.
Job 28
and the verse 5.
Ensi yevamwe mmere era wansi yetolola ngechi yetolola no muliro.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We saw that
the earth is rotating.
Atenga yetolya mchifo mweri.
Rotates and spins around the place where it is. And then
it
rotates around the moon.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That out of the earth cometh food. Some of the great things on it here. Different form of food. One of what makes it habitable. For if you dare take away food.
You know,
when we speak of food,
don't
speak of only bananas,
lumonde,
potatoes,
buunga,
posho.
Speak
of even all fruits.
Greens is on
all mere. Greens, those are foods.
All
animals, they are food.
It's
where you find where
meat.
There is meat in the words of the Bible.
Nadale yoruzungu no singana wandi bade food nga bade meat.
Where they have been put, they have put meat.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
But wagera kumerere dagara.
Speak of food, medicine then.
Eseva mwe bibyo na.
Out of it cometh all.
Wadurwale tugena kubanyira bivamu.
But today we are not to explain how they get out.
Wanga sigwe mlimu gwe tuliko kati sawa.
It's not the work we are up to now.
Those
we study them in the spirit of wisdom. How he works in double portion. He molds foundation of all things.
He
can tell us how food comes to be in place. Those who read with us in the weekly days. But the earth, out of it cometh food.
And when
it spins around under it, it lightens the fire.
There
is a system under it which follows the fire to make food. And you see food, they come out of the ground. Some you've sowed them, others you've not sowed them.
But
you didn't begin sowing, is it not that?
They
began sowing themselves by God.
Moved
on research. What is eatable, not eaten?
And
you ate, you say.
God,
who is He? Yet they put. One of
the
things make you live on this world.
And
why named it the planet Earth?
Imagine
our leaders are leading and ruling.
But
whom can they rule when there is no food?
You think
who rules in the midst of people?
Is this
not God Himself?
Spoke
in the Proverbs, He said, by me, the priests of the world rule.
And
rule by themselves. Let's read there, we hear.
Proverbs 8:15. Kubanga abalangira bafuga n'abakungu abalamuzi bonna ab'omunsi
bonna
all of them
kubwakatonda
by God
kubanga imu kubifuula ensi yaffe ebeerekamu
what makes planet Earth habitable
emmere vamwe emmere yingeri zonna
come all form of food
naye mulangira ki
kabaka
kyanaafuga
which king will reign
who will
nga teri mmere and there is no food
Ero rwayo ntugaba tubere wano.
They will select be here.
Techa ali kulia tusome Bible.
It let's study the Bible.
Batu kalonda niko laba.
Which you believe this year like that.
Nafuruma momo.
They move out one by one.
Katona tunamura borufa
nyima. We shall see God later.
Tugenze kunonya mmere banaye.
Look for food.
Techiri boronji.
It's not well.
Omanyika baka Nabukadnezar mu yali tategedde.
King Nabukadnezar one day he
did not realize.
Garoza
ye yafuga.
He thought it's him who reigned.
Yamugangira kutwale myaka musambu ofuke nsoro.
Yes, you become an animal.
Baka dona tegera.
Until we realize.
Namfuga mase kagaba na baba.
Me this of children of men.
Nyo kufuga kwa katonda kwewu.
The rulership of God is amazing.
Seba atuwa mere.
It gives us food.
Natuwe migana tuwa muka.
It gives us streams in the oxygen.
Kubanga singate bibera
okoseno. There all of this world.
Baka chafuga.
Which king can reign?
Neke nyine anayogera banga wali wa manya agafa mu mmere.
For the strength from the food.
Agatu yambo kutamba.
It help us to move.
Nokole bya tukole.
And to do what we do.
Mu mmere yateka mu amanya
ago. The food put that strength.
Bistage na kunyonyo.
Which I'm not explaining in depth.
Na yisinga jawe mmere.
If it takes away food.
Ateke amera.
It's no more growing.
Ene siba te chabere
kam. This earth cannot live in it.
Era tuyinzo gamba bali yokale oba Pluto
maybe this Pluto
Pluto
let's go to planet Pluto
kubanga mbate mnazuru bana yote ili mere
discover that there too is no food
nguhya karo kutawanya abantu
but trouble people
bano nyerezenge liki bava mu nseno
it's such how they leave this planet
out things
you take out of it is food
nembo bo chaba leke demiga ejiku kuta
streams flowing
no mukanga bachese
oxygen
ati muri mere
is no food
baga katunet era bo bamukurembeza
baga if a leader they say
owezi tibwa mu 7
is excellent
okubale wajja kukurembeza
came on leadership
enjale tuluma uri nechi kolimo
how you have a curse you came with it
bai zo muogerera pakanga bamugobi
until they've chased him
kubanga tashobola bafuga
that rule you
kangubuli
let me tell you
katonda afuga
god reigns
Nayo bufuzi bwe bwanja
uro it's
sibwakweraga
it's not of show off
Ninga yagambye okweraga
But if you want to show off here
Mukaire njange stage ya mera mumbe
Tomorrow no food grows in the world
Ayayayayaya Muyizo kulekana
You can make noise
Abakulemezi bonani mba mulwana gana
You fight each other
Bako na mchizura anti nabo basibe bali no buzi
Them two are not
only mukulembezo mutufu mujeme
The rightful leader you rebelled against
Nemutandika era mulabata banyega
If it doesn't mind you you see it doesn't mind you
Abali nawe bizungizi
Those rockets they say
Tubuke tugende
Let's fly off to another planet This one has failed
Wobuli yawe ndarazirike mere
Perhaps others there is food there
Nayo mugendo tuke
you reach there
Nga byombiri byonsatu lite biri
The three are not there
na oxygen
teri mere no food
Banna
and
Wanji
Mukamane bazwa baluganda
Praise the Lord brethren
Njagala kukatiza kunsonga
ebulo moyo mutukufu I want to emphasize that issue by the Holy Spirit My name mutekanga Julius
Ndi pastor atati Satan
Who doesn't fear Satan
Kakati echintu echo moyo mutukufu chavo kuisawo
I think the Holy Spirit has spoken out
Chali kwano kumulirano mu Sudan
It happened here in the Sudan
Muganda wa Basiri
Our brother Bashir
ba mutwa lolokongeza beyengano
They that they chased him for increasing the price of wheat.
Watenga abantu abalya migati.
You know those people eat bread most.
Okwekalakasa okwatandikira.
That's when the riots began.
Nema mutu ala nakati alimukomera.
Chased him from leadership now he's in prison.
Ruamere.
Because of food.
Njagado kokati.
What I wanted to emphasize.
Kama baba mukisa.
May God bless you.
So orino kumanya makuru lwachi katonda yakuteka kuse.
You know the reason why God put you on this world.
Seberekam.
The habitable planet.
Nakasira akakuweredwa okujiberamu.
Time given you be on it.
Kakutabagani katonda.
To reconcile with God.
Osoboloku dayo mu
Back in the heavens where you can live even beyond.
Kubanga eri kube nsi ya rubere
la. But the other is in the everlasting world. result.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't mind
the food.
It doesn't rain. Others even think it's not there.
Which
leader is responsible of food coming from the ground? Yes, ministries of agriculture and the others. What do you know yourself? You have to thank God.
On
your ministration, up a little. Nothing, you can help nothing per se.
Ministry of Agriculture.
Before you were there, who began that?
And
which food do you help come from the ground? And
you
see to determine its colors, even the sweetness and the taste, in the same ground, there comes a different form of fruits who mixes ingredients.
Bantu.
Human beings, let me tell you the truth. There is the one who reigns over this world secretly. That's the living God. If you have not seen your riches and his greatness, that think of it.
You
may not have built your house, your storied house, not bought your car, not bought an aeroplane, not
got
riches you parked on the account of money, which is freely given you. Helped you even look for what you look for, and you forget to seek for God. If not eating, can you go make money? You know you commit fornication and without
reality.
But you think you can do it when you've not eaten? You go with how many men will you have not eaten? Or how many women? All you praise yourself on God. Why are you going to fornication? My parts, they are mine.
But
what did you create on them? When you knew how you
did
ingredients in that part. You put them in their thank you.
You
speak of them and you understand them. You go swing them up and down. What did you do? Humans on this world are very stubborn.
Some
what troubles them is ignorance. Who is God?
Me,
I'm going to use them. What I want. As you are his oxygen breathing. If he cuts out off from you, will you go do what you want? Now humans, when enter churches
who
are not in foundation of God,
ambassadors
of God, yet they don't know of him,
claim
the ambassadors of heaven, they don't tell you right things.
If
one thing, look for gold and silver.
All
those who don't seek for God, they have no meaning. I love you much. Oxygen, you breathe freely.
I'm best
to speak even that to me.
Water, you drink
the water, I move myself.
Emery,
the food, it's me watching over it. And it grows.
And
the bring the markets you buy.
Did
you say what? I've not given you a car.
Not even there you got.
That's why one times refused to give us. See what's given us, we
not
appreciate that and realize them. Let me not give them, they'll understand me. People get sick on the world, and God is in heaven. They cry.
He say yes. Now you get it. You will understand it. When you go in hospital, you find sick people well. And he's seated in heaven and is the healer.
What
that thing already did for us. We
don't
fault any meaning in them.
They come heal sick people to go,
they will forget me. Let them be down there. And others come see on them. Lord have mercy. And they fear God for the sickness they have seen. This one they crushed the leg and they fear. You don't see any value in that. One forget his good things. Terrific things of aura.
Knock
someone like a dog and he busts. God have mercy on us. God couldn't hear an accident. He left them.
When
you have big heads.
Hmm.
And they knock someone like someone useless, and they can knock and they bust. God indeed. Man, you have no mercy. But mercy, you don't see it.
He said, one who
calls himself to come do wondrous things. And they fear them. He's the one who did wondrous things of old.
Hmm. All that's
happened, he knows it. Many times you may think me assist to have mercy. But mercy
is the things
I know that he does them. People to cease have big heads. Have things of fear which brought us to him. Which happened in the world. In the hell and lake of fire. Those brought to him. Just leave someone in the garden. Man just gets messed up. In the First Corinthians chapter 2, many times we have to know what God freely gives us. Indeed, there is food. You might say you're plowing and digging. If you put there a potato leaf, you wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Potatoes.
No,
you go back,
no,
you scratch on the ground. You get potatoes. If it's small, you quarrel. You don't grow fat.
People,
quarrel, why not fat? Quarrel, how they come to be. Let us read, we hear. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12.
Naefe tetuawe wa moyo gwansi. Wabulo moyo guveri katonda. Tuyoke tutegele nga katonda biatua obuwa.
Waluwa katonda biatua obuwa.
There are things God freely gives us.
And
put them in this world three major. Those outside planet Earth like the sun.
For
it to it beneficial. But they are free. Give us free. And them. You have to breathe. He freely gave us the streams. Whether you are who you have to
drink. And they have
spoken vulgar before God. You speak
vulgar.
And you go to his water, you drink. You find food. You buy your
food.
You harvest and you cook. As you worship demons with calabash in the throne. Look at this mad person. Hmm.
okumanya sitaani asiri wazese.
To prove Satan makes foolish this world.
Usinga nolinga yebaza bajjajja bokukuza emmere.
Find someone thank their demons for growing food for them.
Yoli fata abali ena atebani abatukulize
emmere. Yet we were here who grows food for us.
Kwegamba obusiru buli mu
nsi. Now foolishness is in this world.
Naye mbadde nkubuulira amazima agajiriko.
Telling you truth on it.
Kubanga yensi ebeereka.
For it's the planet habitable earth.
Ebiramu abaana baba.
In it are children of men.
N'ebintu ebyo bisatu ebikulu ebijirimu.
The three major things on it. Which make it habitable. And we've looked into the name
of
the other planets. Some of them, like the three, even the fourth, the
ours,
they were named according to riches found on them.
Now
the other six,
we
want to go see how we shall name them. According to Ecclesiastes, in the chapter
1,
verse 4 and downwards, in the planet Earth, there is wind moving around it. Even the streams flow around it.
Nejigena nejidda jityo
go and they come back to make it a habitable earth.
Rubude ibuzo mbire
because of time of cut off questions.
Mubulizi esule soka olunyolo kuna.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 from verse 4.
Emirembe emirala jigenda ne mirembe emirala jijja ensine ebererawo enaku zonna.
Abantu abalala babeerawo.
Some people are there.
And
others come, they go like that. The earth is like that always. And people, because one goes and other come, they don't grieve much. Someone dies, they haven't clothed the body. Pray for them a few days, forget them. Get new other friends. For the one going,
is
a young who was birthed to replace them. Don't ask our colleagues have gone where? And on the earth, how have they been there?
All
the reason they brought on this world. Let's read we hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 5.
Era n'enjuba evayo, n'enjuba n'egwa. N'eyanguwa okugenda mu kifo kyayo gy'eva. Olunyolo mukaga. Empewo egenda eri obukiiko bwaddyo n'ekyukira obukiiko bwa kono ekyukakyuka buli kaseera mu kutambula kwayo.
Empewo n'ebeerawo.
And the wind is there.
Eri ku biragiro bya Katonda.
On the commands of God.
Genda eno.
You go this side.
Komawo.
Come back.
Wetorore.
Rotate the
other side.
Come back, my people.
That is a nyindo.
They have tapped their nose. Look now.
What is a
nyindo? You tapped your nose. You don't even mind. God moves his wind up and down. You are swallowing.
But
he says not there.
We are dead
things of God again. God. Every time fellowship, God. Listen to this mad person. Every time you detect away your nose, don't dare breathe again. Jenny gave into command. It's in circuit rotating. Going, come back to meet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you are there breathing. You feel peaceful. You're enjoying.
Look
at the prostitute standing on the streets that she's selling. She's on the oxygen of
even
what she sells, God created them on her.
Even
the reason why he created them on them.
You
ever held themselves in toilets? To bathing? After getting married and to one person, and he began to use other things. You people are on the wind oxygen. Other planets, there's no oxygen there. If you go to the moon and you don't take your oxygen there,
you don't spend
no food, you go with your food there and water to sustain you there. Water there caught ice. You can even drink it, you grow fat, you even burst. Don't reach there, begin to touch things.
No,
so they touch people on other planets on the moons. If you reach there, don't dare begin to touch things there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. How
in
this world you have tapped your nose?
You
look to your brethren.
Tell them,
you command the nose, the oxygen to enter in there. Them to have touched,
God moves enter,
even measures enough for you. That is great.
But
that which can come much,
if
you cannot breathe, which you suffocate. But he measured all.
Enough
for you to breathe. After you say he's not there,
he
tells you what salvation. That I'm the Savior. I'm still in my religion. We didn't come by religion. Jesus never came by religion. He came for salvation.
He's
giving you oxygen.
Rotates
come up and down.
If
there goes once and never comes back. You begin to pull oxygen. Capture, you get the nose of the left is not getting no access. You see, even on the right nose, it's no more.
It finishes,
and you consume that already in you. And you see a problem. We see you knock, falling down, falling, finishing. Let's read this as we finish.
Mubulizi esule soka olunyiriri olunyolo mkaga.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 6.
Empewo egendelio buchiko wakono wadio. Nechukiro buchiko wakono. Echuka chuka buli kasera mputambula kwayo. Empewo nedda natemu kwetolola kwayo.
Bambi.
Olwo musanvu. Emigajo na jigenda munyanja. Na ye nyanja tejula.
Jigende ye emiga.
The streams go there.
Nejikomawo.
Then the rivers get poor and come.
Jino nyachi.
They look for what?
Okusinira mungere suliyo munana Bible yega.
What did the Proverbs 8 Bible say?
Katonda yaleta ibiragiro na alagire nyanja
insalo salo zaazi. The borders of the seas.
Mwezi ito mo.
Where they pass?
Zifure nsene ebere
kam. They turn this world to be habitable.
Munanga gwendo nola bo muganga kuita wao.
A river passing going.
Nera kujja kodi.
And he says still it will come back.
Yo muntu omuntu bananga.
Human being.
God
bless people in hell, don't be surprised. God has great things he did.
He
could have helped you to understand him, even to give him time. You see how rivers go.
And your
fathers left it passing like that. You will leave it. That they have to be like that. That the earth is like that. Rivers go and come. And you put companies of water. Help move them in pipes. How do you call that? National Water and Sewage Corporation. And they begin to flow water for us and they pass them in pipes. And the pipe runs inside them. There are no filters of water in them. And they put chemical in the water. As it reaches your home.
Banangi.
My goodness. Sometimes we tell you that water.
Not
good to bath when you've boiled it. Even to drink it.
Women
who bath it, where you've understood. Chemical is in that water. It's made you sick with cancer in your parts.
Pour
on water, you just pour like that.
Another
water naturally
affects,
but come filter itself, worms get out.
galiba maroga filteringa atini bateka mu
chemical filter gap. They put chemical in it
and you're
passing problems.
God
had made easy
things. Now,
men invented much which troubled them.
Ecclesiastes
7:29.
That
a created man upright.
But
born invents many things.
Told you at your home
there is no water there?
What is that
in the ground? It's moving down there.
What
they brought you, you wonder where it came from. That in your ground at home. Right where your home is,
there
is water down under.
And
those who brought you water pipes from far,
I am not against it.
I tell you the truth. Where there is your house, there is water passing in the ground.
Besides
rivers open flowing, there are those passing under the ground.
No.
Ignorance, is
said. Yeah.
Where I build is not even water.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Unless there is a desert. Everywhere someone built this water under. First, you still call a company, tell them, make water for me down here. You put these boreholes.
The
water comes. Now you move to expenses.
You
pay water to be channeled from distant places.
Others
make tricks of making money from us. God freely gave us. Now we buy them.
They're
about to measure oxygen for you. And there is a place we buy it.
Gadget is
gadgets in the rich to reach you. And you go to the shop and you buy a time of moving. It's for 7 days. On the Saturday you shop another. Those who watch that film
24.
Those have that program don't think they are just acting it. Let's finish in the Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, the verse 8.
Ebintu byonna bijjudde obukoowu, omutayinza kubwogera, eriiso terikuta kulaba, so n'okutu tekukuta kuwulira.
Tubeerawo nga tubiraba ne tuwulira, n'ebyo byatuuka ne bitukoowa
n'otukoowa.
That's
why some plants they have begun not to come back.
Emigga egimu nagyo gikaze.
Some rivers too have dried.
Bituuka ne bitukoowa, omuntu
never thinks they are there to just live. Food grows as they eat.
They
don't think why they eat and why it grows. They eat once, go to toilet, come back, eat, go to toilet. That's how they are.
But
the one who grows them, we won't put them
for
the time of aligning ourselves. We do not think of him. The leader said the rule of this world. And they ask him, Your Excellency, how is your nation?
He said,
my nation is good. He feels it's his. Let's end with this scripture. In the Psalms 104. Let's come from verse 5. Let's move quickly.
Zaburi esula ya chukume munyo linyolo kutano.
Psalms 104 and verse 5.
Ea simbe misinji jensi elemo kusaga asaga ne mirembe jona. Wajibi kake nyanja ange chambalo. Amazi negai mila waguru wensozi. Uluwa msambu. Gwebe wanenya negaduka. Edobozi lio kubwa tukako. Weli ya ulirwa negangu kugenda. Uluwa mnana. Gali nyaku nsozi. Gase rengitila mbi wanfu. Negatuka mchifoche wagate kila o.
Hulira.
You hear? Commands of rivers moving. You find rivers climb up the mountains.
And
you see this river. How it moves them up a mountain. And it goes down. It goes in the place God
that
you gather and collect from there. What we call the sea. We are on the world. This planet Earth. After you move from Kampala City, and you go to New York, even there you'll find oxygen there. There are even rivers there.
It's
wonder you can live on it, enjoy it. I will be there. Don't think of its name. Why Holland is called the habitable
love?
Created it where children of men can be.
He
put in it three major things which caused it
to
be given that name, the planet Earth. Let's finish here. Psalms 104 and the verse
9.
Now those waters, if you look to the sea or to its boundary, it ends there. It goes back. It's on commands.
If
it would have passed and they come filled in their world. Why does it end there? And the waves go back. Those who pass Entebbe Road, you always see the lake waves come and they end, go back.
It ends its
border. It doesn't enter the roads, it go back. Why come from there? And it ends on its border. And it goes back.
Man,
they're never thinking. And the head died long. Pastors, when we preach the gospel,
God
takes you America. I see your house.
Don't
preach things clearly to the people.
Don't
give us these great things.
Houses,
cars are what he cannot give us. God who gave us the great thing can't fail give you a house, can't fail give you a car. Because our preaching
is
so younger, not in wisdom of God. Know how the gospel has been.
The
show of God has not worked at all. Who has God not worked for? Stand on your feet. Who of you has not God worked for?
Let's come to
of you. God's not worked for you yet. God worked for all of us. But we need him to just add us. Matthew 6:33.
Seek
the kingdom of God and the righteousness. These I add them to you.
And
see what he did and what he's doing every day. You want to make you fall down. You want
to
go to pastor. Struck me down, I feel power. Don't waste time. Get a polythene, cover your mouth and your nose. You will fall down yourself. And you no more breathe. Or do like this. You rotate randomly like that. Like 30 times around. After you stand, you will fall down. You will see the power of God.
That's
why they prayed for you. They used to rotate you like that, cause you dizzy, fall down.
If I was a con man, what would I have done to you?
But
the proof is this, brethren.
Katonda, ebintu bino byonna biri mu Afrika.
God, all the things is involved in them is reigning. Let's read these last verses.
Zaburi esura ya 14 olunyiriri olwe 10.
Psalms 104 verse 10.
Aleta enzizi mu biwonvu zikulukuta mu nsozi. Zinywesa 11. Zinywesa ensolo zonna ez'omusiko. Entulege ziwona ennyonta. Olunyiriri 12. Ennyonyi ez'omuggulu kwe zituula ku zo ziyimbira mu matabi. Olwe 13. Afukirira amazzi ensozi ng'ayima mu njuze. Ensine kute bibala by'emirimu gyo.
Ebibala byonna by'olaba.
All fruits you see. The works of God.
Abaza n'ogamba
bannabyo.
Obuli nsi mu buli kitundu.
In every nation, every part.
Netujja netulya.
We come to eat.
Netutamanya nti ekyo kigifuula ensi ebeera.
No, that's what causes it to be a habitable planet Earth.
Zaburi 14 onyole 14.
Psalms 104 and the verse 14.
Amerezente esubi. N'omuddo okuweereza abantu. N'omuddo okuweereza abantu. Balyoke bajjemu emmere mu ttaka.
Olaba olugendo olwo.
You see that journey?
Sigenda kulususa naye nga mazima.
By the truth.
Ensi yaffe eno.
This planet Earth.
Eyitibwa ensi ebeereka.
Called the planet Earth.
Abaana b'abantu mubabeera.
Children of men reside in it.
Olw'obugagga obw'emirundi esatu.
Because of the three riches found on it.
Obukyasinze
nnyo. The mostly.
Omukka gwe tussa.
The oxygen we breathe.
The
rivers flowing,
the
food and the fruits which grow by it, and the grass which sustain us. Praise Jesus much. It's what I told you. Even other planets, the nine, they have to be given names according to the riches found on them.
As we
gone ahead and saying that these 10 planets, they were given names. They
were
given names
called
in the riches found on them. But we saw some planets.
There
are fallen angels.
They're
gods of the nations. Like the Babylon Empire.
Greek.
The Greek. Together with Roman Empire.
Known
as Roman Catholic Church. Those who moved and captured these planets,
named
them after their gods, as those demons are, as those fallen angels are. God has given us the blessing to know the name.
That
four have the rightful names, and the six
are going to
research of their name according to the riches found on them. Another time we shall get back, see seven major things found on planet Earth. The three you have seen them,
but we're going to
repeat them among the seven. Praise Jesus much.
You
see of the four angels who are on the four corners of the earth by which they built on planet earth and the others. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.